Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. It's bright and early on January 26, 2017. This is Scorpio's Talking, and it is a cold and rainy day here in New York. I'm sitting at my bright red desk on the Upper East Side of the Isle of Manhattan. I'm an astrologer, and I'm joined by my wonderful Scorpio friend, Michael Kohlberg, who is down on 14th Street. Were you a little
21st.
Down on 21st. Michael, you there? What's going on?
Oh, I'm holding down the fort.
You're not up in beautiful Hudson. You're down in the
city. No, I'm here.
You're here. Well, it's rainy and gross and gray, and we're here on Scorpio's Talking to Talk on a gray and gloomy day. And I just got a text. My sister's cat is on the way north. I'm getting a new cat today. She had moved to Germany, and the cat has been in various and sundry homes since she left last April. And now he's hopefully coming to his forever home. So he's riding in a crate in North Carolina. So Kevin, the cat transporter, just texted me a few minutes ago. So I had a panicky moment that he was going to be at the door during the radio show. Oh, my God. He's in North Carolina. He's not going to be here in the next half hour. So, and how are you? So I'm getting a new critter. Kind of
That's
excited.
Great.
Little Barkley. He's named after Charles. My sister's a big basketball fan. And he's a little brown guy. And I have black and white and gray. So we're gonna have an integrated family now. we've deviated from color. We're changing the colors of the cats. So, yeah, he's cute. So he's 12, and he weighs 10 pounds. So I guess he's been on a diet lately and had some thyroid issues. So he's thin now. She used to call him Fat Boy, but he ain't no fat no more. So we have new adventures here in the family in a couple hours. And I have told his cousins that he's coming, and we'll see how everybody gets along. My guys like the neighbors down the hall, and they play with the dog next door until he died. So they're pretty social, and they greet people all the time. So I think they'll be fine. We'll see how he does. So, and what's new in your world?
I'm hoping somebody plays with me until I die. It's come to that.
And do you have any... I'm not even going to go there.
Yeah.
I said, do you have any idea, you know, what? No. We're just going to let that one lay right out there in the middle of the show. So we have a new president since we last spoke.
I'm so sorry.
Maybe that's why you're not breathing well, you know. And I thought it was really, we have a new moon on Friday, right? Like 2 days from now. And of course, it's the beginning of the Chinese New Year, and it's the fiery rooster, you know. And if you know anything about roosters, they cock-a-doodle-doo all the time and yell and jump around and pick fights. And I thought, well, we're going into the fiery rooster year with him as the president. It'll be fun. And on the new moon, interestingly, the sun and moon are on ISIS. Now, before there was ISIS, the terrorist group, there was Isis,
the Egyptian goddess,
and her mythology was, you know, she went down into the underworld.
And they're spelled differently, I think.
No, well, they spell it ISIS.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, there's some people call them ISIL too, the terrorist group.
But isn't the goddess sometimes spelled ISSIS?
Yeah, sometimes she is. Yeah, with extra S's.
Yeah.
But the asteroid that the sun and moon are on is ISIS.
Uh-huh.
So anyway, she went down in the underworld, and her husband got cut into 14 pieces. So she reassembled him, but there were only 13 pieces. And the piece that had been eaten was the penis by a fish. So she made him a golden penis. And then they made a baby called Horus, you know, who's the eye guy, you know, the eye of Horus, you know, the Egyptian symbol with the eye in it. So at any rate, I was like, you can't make this stuff up, because we had Donald accused of golden showers, and now he's got a golden penis. If we do ice, I mean, it was just, you know, I love astrology. So at any rate, that's what I have to share. The golden penis in the sky, you know, and the god of the underworld, goddess of the underworld, because she was one of the original, similar to the series Demeter myth, but in this case it's the husband that goes with her in the underworld and gets chopped up. So What are you going to do? So what do you think's going on in the world? That's my mythology for the day.
Well, but so what does that mean, any of it?
Well,
in your opinion,
how will it
translate to possibilities here?
Well, the heavens, the heavens do as above, so below, right?
Right.
So we're starting the fiery rooster year. So if you know roosters, cocks, they're very bantam and they like to fight, and they have comb overs. Surprise, surprise. They have a comb on their
head.
Yes,
I know.
But they do cockfights all around the world. They're illegal here in the States, but they still have them up in the Bronx. I had a friend who wanted to take me to one, and I said, I don't think that's my kind of thing, but thanks for asking. But I had a friend, they're all, go to Costa Rica, you can go see a cockfight that night. So that's the fighting, there's a lot of rooster energy. People are feeling very feisty.
Well, how do they fight?
How do cocks fight?
Yeah, but it's the rule.
They put them in the room, a little box, and they peck at each other.
Until what?
Until one dies.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or lays down and gives up. I mean,
So they would pull out of any trade agreements.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. They were pulled out of any trade agreements or any way to negotiate an ending to it. And I guess we're building the crate around our country because he's building the wall.
Well, we'll see.
So we're going to be, he said he was. He's not, and he said he's not, what did he say? It was an interesting with one of the television talk hosts. The guy goes, so you're going to get Mexico to pay for it? You're going to pay for it first? He goes, I'm going to get Mexico to pay for it. Don't worry about it. I mean, initially, we have to wait a while. If we try and get them to pay for it before we start building, we're going to start building. One of my campaign problems is I'm going to build that wall. And I'm like, okay. So initially, the taxpayers are going to pay for the wall. But you're going to get the money back, are you, Donald? So that was the TV show last night or the interview last night. I guess we're putting ourselves in a crate. And if we want to leave, we have to go north.
Which we're not allowed to do.
Those borders are unsecured.
Yeah, well.
Until Canada builds a wall. Pardon?
And they're so happy to see us.
Yeah, they really like, Americans come flooding north. But yeah. So, and then symbolically, the golden penis story, Donald has a golden penis, I guess.
No, but. What happened? So what? So they had a golden penis. Big deal.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean that it was functional or he had sense. I mean, how did their life go?
Yeah, I know.
No, I'm asking.
I don't know. Well, they had sex and made another kid out of it, but...
Well, another kid happened.
Another kid happened, right.
We don't know.
Oh, good point, Michael. Listen to you. You got Melania having an affair.
Well...
No, I'm just joking. Yeah, no.
No.
Yeah. Fistfuls of Viagra, I guess. Did they have Viagra back then? Probably not. Yeah. So energetically, but it is a new moon with a lot of duets. That's the other part. What duets are little planet clumps talking to each other. So it's very missile silo-y, meaning everybody's kind of like with their clump instead of being integrated where everybody's kind of hanging together. It's one of those things. And we'll see what happens. But it's an interesting. He did a lot of work in the first week in repealing things.
Yeah, I'm not. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm paying attention, but not.
Not, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't go the million women march, right?
No, I have my hands full here, honestly.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I
well, it marched by your house, so it was close.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think that attention is being misdirected.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I think.
Where should we pay attention?
I'd watch money.
Money. Okay.
I don't understand money.
Mm-hmm.
I was not happy to hear that the stock market was above 20,000.
Mm-hmm.
Because things aren't in a place where that's sustainable, especially because of what's going on in Europe. I don't have a great feeling for by April how things are going to look
mm-hmm.
financially. So there's that.
Mm-hmm.
Refugees are banned.
I know.
What does that mean? And what does it mean for families which are now separated from each other? Because
mm-hmm.
I know that in my experience, there are a number of Yemeni families in Hudson,
mm-hmm.
and they go back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
So if they're not allowed in at all,
mm-hmm.
Families are now being separated.
Right.
And I know if anybody tried to separate me from my family,
mm-hmm.
I would certainly become enraged.
Yeah.
So that's like swatting a bee's nest.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that.
And embassies are standing empty.
Yep. There's the, I didn't mean to, but I was sitting in a hospital waiting room and there was a huge television on and I watched some of the hearings, for cabinet people,
mm-hmm.
One of whom was absolutely lying.
Mm-hmm.
I have no need to go into it. I don't care if I'm happy to do it, but just I watched the body language. I wasn't really, the sound was them.
Mm-hmm.
So I was reading it and watching the body language. I mean, absolutely lying.
And do you remember what department?
Yeah, it was Tom Pierce. It was health.
Health.
About his acquisition of stock. And whether he got an insider rate, which he, the fact to me, he got an insider rate.
Mm-hmm.
And he's saying he didn't know or he didn't, and it's whatever. But his body language completely, if you go back and look and just turn the sound out, you can watch. He does
mm-hmm.
every single thing somebody does when they're lying. They get really uncomfortable. They start stretching their neck. They start rubbing their face. I mean, just all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, I think these people are prepped by say anything.
Yeah, say anything to get the job.
Because it doesn't matter. But what's not being done, according to what I'm looking at, is that what's being put out by the, you know, by the government or by the spokespeople of the government is also anything, but they don't match.
Mm-hmm.
So what the candidates are saying and what is being said out of the press releases don't match.
Right.
So that leaves people, I think people have had it.
Mm-hmm.
Their systems are burned out a bit,
mm-hmm.
blown out.
Blown out, yeah.
Which is not bad because we needed to get rid of that evaluative
mm-hmm.
process. You know, like there, I've been looking at little interviews of like regular people.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we just have to watch and see. It's like, you know,
mm-hmm.
I wouldn't pay attention or believe anything that you read
mm-hmm.
from any corner at the moment.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I pay much more attention to what you see.
Yes, yes.
Like what do you see?
Mm-hmm.
Like you need to, you know, you don't want to read what somebody said.
Mm-hmm.
You can watch their mouth move and see them say it
mm-hmm.
and see how they are in their body as they say it.
Mm-hmm.
And just notice that. Don't even go, well, clearly, they seem quite uncomfortable saying that or
mm-hmm.
whatever. That was my impression.
Mm-hmm.
But it's quite interesting. Things are... everybody is getting, with whom I'm in contact, every single person is made infinitely more anxious when they tell me they're listening to the news.
Mm-hmm.
That seems, and I haven't done that in
years. That is a universal
years.
Response. Yeah, people are really amping up. Yeah.
So I suggest don't.
Mm-hmm.
Because then not only are you dealing with whatever it is that's happening,
you're
dealing with the efforts made by whoever is speaking on television to further their brand so that they get promoted.
Mm-hmm.
You may very well be unconsciously or preconsciously having a reaction to the fact that what you're hearing does not in any way match what you know.
Right.
And you have to develop the capacity to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I'm certainly paying attention, but I'm glancing online headlines of, I'd say, 4 or 5 major newspapers every day,
mm-hmm.
a couple times, but glancing. And that's it.
Yeah.
This is not a moment in time to, I mean, this really is like when you're in a highway and there's an accident on across the meridian,
mm-hmm.
and everybody's slowing down and it takes you like 3 extra hours to get home.
Mm-hmm.
What's the point? Did
right.
you get out of your car and help them?
Mm-hmm.
Were they better off because you watched?
Mm-hmm.
Was anybody better off?
Mm-hmm.
You know, did the ice cream melt because you didn't get it home? Because
mm-hmm.
it took you 3 hours to... It just, I don't see any point.
Right.
This is all, it's like somebody took a tablecloth at a picnic,
mm-hmm.
All 4 corners, and like threw everything up in the air,
mm-hmm.
and it's up in the air.
Mm-hmm. So will the cake land right side up or
well,
on the table, or will it land
it,
on the ground?
It's, I mean, everybody's waiting to see whether they have to go out for lunch or whether there's going to be enough that's in some way salvageable to eat.
Right.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the best way I can put it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, it is. I find it interesting because a lot of people are losing their self-care stuff.
Well,
yeah, because of the anxiety, I guess.
Because of the anxiety. No. I'm just thinking. So last week, used Maslow's needs hierarchy.
Right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So people can look it up because this is really a useful tool. From Maslow, who was a family therapist a long, long, long time ago, or he was a developmental psychologist, I think. And honestly, I don't know if he was a family therapist. I don't think so. So Maslow's needs hierarchy. So it's M-A-S, like Sam, L-O-W.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And you can Google it, Maslow's needs hierarchy,
mm-hmm.
and you'll see it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a pyramid. And at the base of the pyramid are survival needs.
Mm-hmm.
So like food, shelter.
Right.
Okay. Then as you move up the pyramid, it's divided. I don't remember all of the increments, but at a certain point, you start noticing that there are other people on the planet.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, and then you're able to connect with them.
Uh-huh.
But at the very top of it is self-actualization. It means that you have the ability to develop all of your gifts.
Right.
So from the very bottom where, you know, you have no choice, you have to spend your time surviving.
Right.
Like you don't know where you're going to sleep that night. You don't know where you're going to get food.
Mm-hmm.
Up to at the top when you have all of your time to really develop yourself into the best expression of your soul possible.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so people are, in this country, I think, for the first time, having an experience of not knowing that they're safe.
Mm-hmm.
But nobody knows what's going to happen, and the planet's so globalized.
Right.
So not only is the conversation being had between the people who have been selected in some fashion, whether
mm-hmm.
legally or not, to hold jobs here,
mm-hmm.
Positions of power administration. But those people in other countries are weighing in on it as well, as though they have a right to weigh in.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know the answer to that. Maybe they do,
mm-hmm.
since we're all connected.
Right.
So
weighing in meaning don't be nervous or
weighing in meaning you better be careful
right.
saying this because you're destabilizing a region.
Got it.
In England, they voted to leave the EU.
Uh-huh.
A lot of other countries are weighing in. This morning I glanced at something that said, I didn't want to know, and it's unhelpful to go into depth, but the expression of it that I thought was important was that the EU people in Belgium are demanding that Britain not have any discussions about its trade agreements post-exit.
Mm-hmm.
And the question is, that's like, you know, the analogy made by whoever the spokesperson was, is that's like, you know, asking your spouse to discontinue their affair.
Right, right.
Well, you don't really have the power to make that happen. So I don't know what the agreement was, you know, but things are happening that are happening.
Right.
And we have absolutely no idea what's going to happen. But I mean, I have my own personal thing that I'm noticing, which is going to annoy some listeners, I suppose.
They all like you, Michael.
No, they don't. But it's okay. I mean, they're certainly not going to like me in politics. But what I'm seeing, and it's just, it is my personal opinion. That's all I can use as my own instrument.
Mm-hmm.
Is very rarely are, you know, the DSM is a manual of diagnoses,
right,
of mental health stuff,
mental
and
health
it's
stuff.
It's broken into five layers, axes. And one of the axes, axis two, is characterological stuff. And, you know, my mentor told me years ago, and she was really helpful, I think, in having discussions that put some of this stuff together.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, you know, it's a soupçon. It's like rarely, she doesn't think of, when I come in and somebody comes into my office, I don't ever think about that stuff other than if it's useful. It's for insurance companies and it's for psychiatrists so that they can feel, that in their training,
mm-hmm.
They can feel superior, like, so they can pathologize because it just helps it be less scary for them.
Right.
And I trained them. I spent 7 years training them. So that is a part of my experience watching. And we worked to help undo that through two-way mirror training so that they would go in and work with a couple and we would be right outside to help them and to help them understand that they may very well not be better off or saner or whatever. It's just they're different.
Mm-hmm.
So how do we understand each other and how do we make these two people or this family understand each other?
Right.
Okay. So I've rarely in my life encountered anybody who was the full embodiment of a diagnosis.
Right.
There's an actor I did who was extremely close to at one point, who's the full embodiment of borderline.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a lot of suffering.
A lot of suffering because of being borderline. Yeah.
Being the full embodiment is not...
not easy.
No, and as life has gone on, even though he won every award, it hasn't been a life that is very productive.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't work much. I mean, it's a lot of suffering.
Right.
So this guy who's elected seems, you know, the time I spent with him personally was quite limited.
Mm-hmm.
And it was when I was very, very young and it was in a social situation. I just jumped back when I turned around and he had his hand out. I was, here, I'd like you to meet. But I had a visceral response, like, to back off.
Mm-hmm.
And I was too young to understand exactly what that meant.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't welcoming. I mean, it was, I think, energy sucking.
Right.
Is what I think. And needy, very needy.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very needy and insecure. So anyway, so this is a purely narcissistic presentation,
mm-hmm.
purely. So everything is organized around what it does to sense of self.
Mm-hmm.
And his entire sense of self is riding on everything, which is why he gets distracted a lot.
Because mm-hmm.
he's got a lot riding on every moment, of whether he's nothing or everything.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now he's got all of this power. I mean, he's like the most powerful person on the planet, according to some people, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's this unchecked runaway thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems to me as though it's quite dangerous in terms of maintaining sanity.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's, it doesn't seem like a recipe to stay sane. It seems like there's some kind of psychosis that's...
gonna set in?
I don't know, certainly, I'm picking up that kind of energy. I mean, I don't know what else to say about it. It's far away, not looking to pay attention. I'm certainly not looking to analyze this person.
Mm-hmm.
But it does not seem sustainable is the point.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because there's nothing to efface it. There's nothing, you know, it's like an infant needs to be bundled. They need to have the experience of some kind of container.
Right.
Boundaries. Here there aren't any. And the boundaries will be received, but they will be received as challenges to the self.
Right.
So I think it's pretty bad. Pretty bad. I don't see a bad resolution.
Mm-hmm.
But man, are we gonna go through it?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, we already are. You know?
No, we're not.
Well, it's setting up. We're seeing it set up. You know?
We've gone through nothing. No, we haven't.
Michael, but I mean, all these people are feeling like, oh my God, was, you know.
But that's their feeling.
But that, yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. Is that
we haven't had
feeling.
It happen yet. Okay.
Nothing's happened.
Right.
What people are feeling, they're feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And I strongly urge, and the clients I've worked with for years,
mm-hmm.
Who are doing okay,
mm-hmm.
And I'm doing okay when I can do it, it's just I've also got the gene, so it's sort of, it can be overwhelming,
right.
Is use that anxiety, and there's so much anxiety, and just acknowledge it, but it's an indication you are cut off from yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So use punctuation here to go, nothing's happened.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're being exposed to the reality show that the media and the government and whatever
mm-hmm.
is creating, but we don't know if it's real or not.
We're all on Survivor.
I've never watched that.
Mm-hmm.
So do everything you can to center yourself. We're watching Foyle's War, Foyle's War,
mm-hmm.
which is a BBC series that went for 9 seasons a long time ago, so it's easily accessible.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about a policeman during World War II, and he's insane. So we just keep watching that.
Mm-hmm.
I watched a bunch of... the screeners that came.
Mm-hmm. Oh, for the Academy Awards.
Yeah, and I mean, I did. I definitely have a real favorite in the movies,
ooh,
which is Moonlight.
Oh, Moonlight, okay.
Which I didn't really even want to see. It was totally different than I expected. And I think it made me a more heartfelt human being.
Oh, nice.
Strongly advise people to see it.
Moonlight, okay.
Yep. Really, really good. I mean, we're just going to have to wait this out.
Mm-hmm.
But I would pay attention to money.
Mm-hmm.
And the other stuff that I would tell people pay attention to, you can't really unless... I mean, there's interactions between people that I kind of try to
mm-hmm.
tune into.
Right.
But leave that alone for now.
Yeah, cool. The British lady says we're done.
Yeah.
It's always fast. So, grounding. Yeah, you're right. Nothing really has happened. Just a lot of news. Mm.
So what I was going to say is, so use punctuation, meaning, am I okay for the next hour? Like, is anything seriously likely to happen?
Right.
So use punctuation or today. Mm-hmm. You know, what is all this stuff that I'm worried about in the present? or in the future. If it's in the future, there's nothing you can do about it.
Mm-hmm.
And just have I done everything that there is to do in the present is as good as it gets.
Right. Yeah, that makes sense. And I haven't, so that means there's work to be done.
Yeah, like there was stuff going around that we really should have some cash laying around and some
mm-hmm.
water and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I ordered a bunch of stuff from Fresh Direct, which, hundreds of dollars stuff neatly fit into one little box,
mm-hmm.
like cans of soup and stuff. And I just shoved it in a closet.
Mm-hmm.
So it's done. Am I going to think about it anymore? Am I going to count to see how many days it? No.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But it's what I could do, having had the experience that I had at 9/11, where they actually closed the city.
Yes.
For a period of time, and there was no cell phone communication or anything else. So I have done what I could, but
right.
I'm not going to walk around every day going, oh, my God, can this happen?
Mm-hmm.
I tried to make arrangements
mm-hmm.
for my daughter to hear that she may not be able to get to us,
mm-hmm.
and does she have stuff in the apartment, and what are we going to do to communicate?
Right.
And that's all I can do. I can't control anything.
Mm-hmm.
But I also am not going to walk around, and I lived in Jerusalem during the war in 72
mm-hmm.
and before that, and where I lived was actually on the West Bank,
mm-hmm.
and through a walk, I mean, there were guns everywhere constantly. You just can't walk around without going nuts,
mm-hmm.
Worried that every second is dangerous. What you can do is pay attention,
mm-hmm.
and if you get a feeling that you need to make an adjustment, make the adjustment.
Right.
So that's it. We talked over.
Cool.
All right.
All right, darling. Big hugs.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.